Jessica, thanks for joining us. We have news with White Sands National Monument possibly changing its designation to a national park. What can you tell us?
So what we know is that as part of the spending bill, they were looking at a redesignation of White Sands from a monument to a national park. Now, over 2 weeks ago, they said that we would have more news in about 2 weeks. So that time is rolling around. And what we are looking for is how that bill has moved through committee, what the recommendation for that change is. And it is my understanding that we are getting closer to a decision in the next week or so.
Now, speaking of White Sands National Monument, we have some news regarding a county commissioner and the sand at White Sands National Monument. What can you tell us about that?
Correct. So Otero County Commissioner Coy Griffin came under a bit of fire last week when he shared with the public that he was collecting white gypsum sand in order to transport it to Washington, D.C. To gift it to our congressional delegation and also as part of the Capitol tree lighting ceremony. Now, people were pointing out that it is illegal to collect and take sand from White Sands National Monument, and the National Monument, the Park Service itself confirmed that they hadn't given permission for that. Now, what we learned was that Commissioner Griffin had collected that sand from a distinct part, that's DOT, Department of Transportation, location, and that permission was given ostensibly through from the DOT through Senator Bill Burt to Cowboys for Trump for the transportation and the gifting.
Staying with Griffin and news, there was news that he took this trip at what is said to be a very important time for the county discussing an important topic. What is that?
Correct. Community focus has been around a comprehensive plan to update the current plan in place. Now, the trip that Commissioner Griffin took was ostensibly during the same period as public meetings were being held on the comprehensive plan, and that was pointed out that this particular plan hadn't been updated in a while, and it goes a long way towards helping plan and decide the future of the county.
Jessica, thanks for the update. We'll talk with you next week.
Look forward to it.